JaVale McGee of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors throws out the first pitch in Oakland before the A's take on the Astros. But it's Houston starter Brad Peacock who has the best stuff on Monday night.
Here's the 2-2 and a swing and a miss on a breaking ball away. Healy K's.
You stay true to that to that game plan, or do you adjust at this point?
Adjust.
2-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him on the slider, and the A's go 1-2-3, and Peacock has got a half a dozen strikeouts through four.
Mariznick, a right-handed hitter, and the pitch to him is swung on and launched to center. Back on it, Brugman, turning around. He will watch, and this is a two-run home run to center field by Jake Mariznick. And here in the top of the fifth inning, it's 2-0 Houston. A lot of room down the right field line. Right field Springer about 95 feet off the line. And now the pitch, here it is. And Jed in a breaking ball, line drive, right center, and nobody's there. That's going to go to the wall. It's actually cut off on the track by Springer. Scoring is Joyce. Pinders around third. The throw to the plate, the dive, the tag, and he is out at the plate. Lowry at second with a double. It's now a 2-1 ball game. And here's the pitch. Axford ready. The kick, it's on the way, and it's swung on a high drive right center field. Brugman going back. Brugman at the track, and he will turn and watch, and it's gone. And George Springer, a towering drive over the wall in right center field. And 3-1 Houston. Now the pitch, and it's swung on, hit to right, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. Joyce is going back, and he will watch, and it's a 4-1 ball game.
And that is your final from Oakland Coliseum. The Astros are now 47-24 on the year. That's the best record in the majors. George Springer, meanwhile, stays red hot. He has 11 home runs over his last 21 games. After sweeping the Yankees over the weekend, the A's see their four-game win streak come to an end. Here's the manager, Bob Melvin.
Just kind of settled in and, you know, wasn't on the run. Had a really good breaking ball today. Curveball, we saw probably more slider cutters last time. And with the slower speed on the curveball compared to the fastball, kind of speeds you up and slows you down a little bit, and much better command.
What was your view of that, the relay throw? It seemed like it really took a perfect throw there to get him.
It did. And at that point in time, you got to send him and take a chance. And we know Correa's got a good arm. But, we weren't doing a whole lot. When you get an opportunity to potentially tie the game, you got to send him. About the potential blocking of the plate, but the throw took him there. I mean, there's nothing the catcher could have done. It's one thing if he's, you know, got his body there and he's reaching for the ball in another direction, but the ball took him there.
Gossett almost got out of the fifth. I didn't actually get the chance to see the pitch that well, but it looked like it was a pretty good location.
Fastball out over where Mariznick likes a little bit, and he had some pretty good swings off him. That's why I took him out the third time when he came up. But it was down. At least it looked like it was down from my angle. I haven't looked at it on replay, but he scored him up pretty good. But other than that, you know, they had a few line drives out, but it was line drive outs, but it was way better than what we saw the first time out.
Oakland will try to get back on track on Tuesday when Sonny Gray makes the start.